there is a time for every day under the sun. And you and I, rightly so, we get into a custom of expectation, continually expecting things to go in a positive way. From the time that we are the age of the twins until we're dead, we condition ourselves to believe everything is going to continue as it has in the past. And yet we see the symbols here today. The light up a tree to your right. We see the memory box, the candle that was lit in memory of a change that occurred. You and I, for this past year, have lived in those dynamics of change. Your loved one was given a diagnosis. There was a shock, perhaps denial. The papers got messed up, the x-rays are incorrect. And that denial was important because it helped you and me to cope with the change that was brought about, the brokenness that came about in my life. So this is a beautiful poem that is thousands of years old. Teaches people, you and myself, we have to acknowledge that change takes place. There is a time for us to have chemo, radiation. There are times for trips to the doctor, his or her office. But there's also a time to give up surgery or cure, so that you and I have to instead look for healing to take place. Because what you see here is change, mortality, everything that you and I are is made up of change. And that will continue to take place, won't it? Of course. So the scripture reminds us, participate in change. Thank goodness for change.